All right, we've been going through the dinim of Tachanun, specifically the different exemptions. So we were talking about the exemption of a chassan. If there's a groom, somebody who just got married, and he's present there during the tzibur, when the tzibur is davening, so then the tzibur doesn't say Tachanun. So there's a question about the calculation. How do I calculate this? And we brought down the poskim, bring down the Taz says it's for 7 days during the Shivas Yemei Mishta. So, but how do I calculate the 7 days for the patur for the chasen? Let's say somebody got married on Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So, when does the Shivas Yemei Mishta end? So, it comes out there's two different halachot. There's one halacha for sheva brachot and another halacha for tachanun. For sheva brachot, we don't say it's may eight late. Meaning, let's say you got married Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Shkia, let's say it was at 8 o'clock. So Thursday counts as day one, since day one is down. So day seven is Wednesday. So after Wednesday, no more Sheva Brachot. But for Tachanun, and again, it's not 100% like a different Shitot, for Tachanun we're more Mekil. For Tachanun, we give you the full 7 days. So for Tachanun, if you got married at Thursday at 5 o'clock, so the patur for the tzibur will go till Thursday at 5 o'clock. So Thursday morning you're davening shacharis, the patur, and if you're davening mincha at 3 o'clock, then it's patur as well. Okay, that's the way that goes with that. Now he says, amnam. This is from the Piskei Tshuvas. Amnam yesha kotvim shadavka machatan adainu leif malbul shei kavod de shabbat biyom tova tzurim lacha. Someone is saying, I'm already like, I'm at that last day. I'm on Thursday morning, maybe Thursday afternoon. So I'm giving you the patur for the tachanun, but some poskim said it's only if the chasan is still walking around with like big day Shabbos, big day Yantiv. Today nobody walks. Even on Shabbos and Yantar, people walk around with T-shirts. But anyway, but it means that if a person's walking on the Kabbadik, he's dressed appropriately, and he's not going to work. But as mishtarfim at tzibur mo im simchatov lechvado in amorim tachanun. So then I have an argument that the tzibur is still joining with him in the simcha, and we can get the exemption for tachanun. Avon kvar huleif v'deichol, but he's already dressing weekday clothes. V'cholshkein shosei kvar b'mlacha. Certainly, he's already going back to work, so he's not treating it as shibas yimei mishta. So ain tzibur chayav bechvod chatan yoter mimenu omrim tachanun kiragil. So then they say you should say tachanun. So it's somewhat on that last day, it's somewhat reflective of him. If he's behaving like he's still in shibas yimei mishta, so we'll do shibas yimei mishta. He's not behaving that way, we won't either. All right, now there's Be'er Hitev who talks about, you know, different peturim for tachanun. And he says, he ends up saying that we can be lenient because Nefilas HaPayim is just a Rishus, and that's the way the Torah quotes it, that Nefilas HaPayim is optional. Now, he brings down, based on this, so there are different minhagim that have taken root about other exemptions for Tachanun. Let's say I'm at a Pidyon HaBen and they're davening mincha there. So should I say Tachanun or not say Tachanun? He says, V'na'ar b'yom shana so ben yudgimel shana u'miniyach tefillin rishona. Similarly, a young man who's becoming a bar mitzvah that day, putting on tefillin for the first time. Now we Ashkenazim, we put on tefillin before that day. So he's obviously, but he's talking that everything is coming together. When do Sephardim begin putting on tefillin for a bar mitzvah boy? Do they do it on the bar mitzvah or beforehand? Before. All right, so he's talking about it, the first time putting on his bar mitzvah. B'chein b'simchat siyam masechta, he says, O haknasat sefer Torah, shepalim makom shnas tefillah kvod simcha. You bring in a new sefer Torah. B'chein b'yoma dehilula shel tzadik, t'asvim yoter nashim, Hanohim la'oro, like you have like a yahrzeit for like a Hasidic Rebbe, and people get like the Torah from him. So he says, "Uvechol yimod hashana hogim b'torato," and they meditate on his Torah even during the week. "Uviyom p'tirato malikin neirod v'orachim sudul lechvodo." In other words, if you have we don't do that in this shul, but like say more than likely in a Hasidic shtibul, maybe for some of the Rebbeim, on the Yortzeit for the Rebbeim. So he says, Ach, ein lahakil b'chul hanal, elamisha kabbalah b'yadam l'nhokein. He says the only people who should utilize those kulas are people who have a mesorah that way. He says, zulat l'bal simcha atzmo, shef shirup yado l'olomar tachrim yom simchato. Except for the bal simcha himself. So let's say he wants to say that, let's say if it's a pidyon haben, so if you're deciding whether to say tachron or not, if you all have a mesorah that that's the way you're doing it, not to do it, geges of tehed, but otherwise the only one who could really utilize that p'tur is the Baal Simcha himself. All right, let me start one last halacha, and then that will be it for tonight. Now, Mechaber has another halacha, imchala mila betanit sibur. Let's say a bris mila occurs on a tanit sibur. Like this Sunday is Shabbat Sarbatamas. So let's say I have a bris on Shabbat Sarbatama. So now I have, so like, I'm pulled in two directions, right? The Tanit Sibur is pulling me towards Slichos and Tachanun. And the bris is pulling me towards Yantiv, right? So what's a person to do? So he says, Im Chalamila B'Tanit Sibur, Mepalim Slichot Ve'omrim Vidui. So the Mechaber says, we say Slichot and we say Vidui. Ve'ein Noflim Al Pneihem, Ve'ein Omrim V'Hurachim, B'Shachrit. So the Mechaber says, but we don't say Tachron, we don't say Vuhurachom, means would be Monday or Thursday, or if a person's adding it on another occasion. He says B'shachrit, afilu makom shenagula omro beloze. Even if in other words, maybe the minhag is to say Vuhurachom, even if it's not Monday or Thursday, but it's Tanit Tzibur. But either way, we're not going to do it. So it means like this: we're going to sort of cut the baby down the middle. We're going to say Slichot, and but we won't say Tachanun. That's the way the Mechaber says it. Now the Mishnah says V'hu Adin Chatan. The same thing if I have a Chassan in Shul. Let's say somebody gets married this week on Thursday, and he shows up in Shul on Shabbat Serbatamas. So that would be the same thing. So we wouldn't say Tachanun, but we would say Slichot. And then he says, the Mishnah Berurah says Shemanichim Miksav Ein Tzrich Laniach Lagamrei. All right, now he quotes here that from Rabbi Yechiel Michal Tukashinsky, who says that Minag Yerushalayim, that even by Slichos were Makatzer, we say Ad LaShem Elokein Rachamim HaSlichos. The Minag on Yerushalayim is if I would have a Chasam there or bris, I would even shorten the slichos that I would say. And as far as Avinu Malkeinu is concerned, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky says we do say it, like the Ramah says later on, for a bris during the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, that we say Avinu Malkeinu. All right, I think I'll talk a little bit more about this probably tomorrow night. Any more questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay, I think that's it.